With the prospect of an American invasion of Iraq looming even larger, Israel has stepped up its preparations for a possible Iraqi retaliatory strike on Israel. Over the weekend, Israel test-fired a new missile defense system. Israeli hospitals are preparing for a possible Iraqi chemical weapons attack, and thousands of Israelis have traded in their old gas masks for new ones. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At the Medical Simulation Center at Tel HaShomer Hospital outside Tel Aviv, doctors and nurses are learning how to treat chemical weapons casualties. In one room, the medical staff wears full-body protection suits. Even putting in an IV is tough, wearing thick black rubber gloves. In a second room, an actor lies trembling as he simulates the effects of nerve gas. Down the hall, other actors portray patients in shock. My eyes, the man yells. I can't see anything. Don't worry, the doctor says. It'll pass. Dr. Yoav Yechezkeli, the head of the non-conventional weapons branch of the Israeli Army Medical Corps, says an Iraqi chemical attack would be difficult for Israel to handle.
The scenario of a chemical weapons attack is very challenging to medical staff, since medical staff is not familiar in treating chemical warfare agent casualties in everyday life. And the scenario is one of mass casualty.
Shmuel Reznikovich, the director of the Emergency Division of the Ministry of Health, says hospitals are prepared for large numbers of casualties in a chemical weapons attack. He says 700 doctors from hospitals throughout Israel have received specialized training.
Another challenge is that all casualties are contaminated with the chemical warfare. And first of all, we have to take them to the decontamination site to take off all their clothes and to have them going through the showers, etc., which is a relatively long process.
Tens of thousands of Israelis have traded in gas masks issued before the last Gulf War in 1991. An Israeli army spokesman said 50,000 Israelis came to gas mask distribution centers on one day alone last week, more than double the usual total for an entire week. Israeli soldiers are visiting every public school and demonstrating how to use the gas masks. Meanwhile, more than 15,000 health and emergency rescue workers have been vaccinated against smallpox. Israeli media last week reported that the Israeli-manufactured smallpox vaccine is ineffective and could even be dangerous, a claim the health ministry quickly denied. The next day, the Israeli media reported that even the new gas masks are likely to be ineffective against chemical weapons. Israeli authorities denied those reports as well. During the last Gulf War, Iraq fired 39 Scud missiles at Israel, all with conventional warheads. American-manned Patriot missile batteries failed to intercept many of the incoming Scuds. This time, Israel has the more sophisticated Arrow missile defense system, a U.S.-funded project that is meant to intercept enemy missiles at higher altitudes. Israeli officials said last week's test launch of 4 Arrow missiles was successful. Former Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Arens says Israel is more prepared now for an Iraqi attack than ever before.
I think there's no need to worry. We're in much better shape than we were 12 years ago. We have the Arrow missile system that intercepts incoming missiles. We have our own reconnaissance satellite that can see over the horizon what's going on in places like Iraq, so we're in good shape.
More than 1,000 American soldiers are due in Israel this week for a joint air defense exercise with Israeli troops. Israeli officials say they have an American promise that the U.S. will try to neutralize any Iraqi missile launchers in western Iraq that could be used to attack Israel. But despite all these preparations, some Israelis aren't taking any chances. Workers at hotels in the southern resort town of Eilat say hundreds of families, mostly from Tel Aviv, have already booked rooms in case there is a war. The American Embassy in Tel Aviv has booked an entire floor at one of Eilat's most luxurious hotels. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.